We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's today?
It's Thursday.
Good morning.
Morning.
Not good.
Why not?
Thursday is not good.
Why not?
Because
it's just Thursday.
Sorry, you're having a bad day, but
it's your own fault.
How's that my fault?
Because you've got a negative attitude.
Let me turn that frown upside down.
Oh. Turn on the radio.
It is on.
Okay, then.
Turn it up.
You hear that?
Yep, I feel better already.
Great.
You ready for a show?
Showtime.
All right, when you hear that music, do you sing Under Pressure?
Yeah.
Or do you sing Ice, Ice, Baby?
Under Pressure all the way, 100%.
Yeah.
Good morning to you. It's Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Getting started here. I have a story today about a guy who won his second multi-million dollar lottery prize.
Oh, man.
And I hate him already.
I don't understand it. How they do it? I've never won a nickel, and this guy's got two multi-million dollar prizes. I'll tell you about him coming up. Good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. It is time to run down your odds and ends, and I told you this guy's won his second multi-million dollar lottery jackpot. He's already won one.
Is he looking for friends by any chance?
Yeah.
He might be. He lives in Michigan. Recently won his second $4 million lottery jackpot. His name is Mark Clark. Hey, that rhymes.
I like it.
Clark won his first jackpot in 2017 while playing the Millionaires Club instant game. He won his second $4 million lottery jackpot earlier this month in another instant game. Now, remember, these are instant games. He just goes, hey, look, I won $4 million.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Clark retired from his job after his first win in 2017. Nice.
I was going to say, was the first win enough to retire, or did it take the second one?
No, he already retired. He plans to spend his winnings on his child, getting his kid's education paid for all the way through college.
Good.
Yeah, that guy's he's killing it right now, man. Two. I just want to win one. I'd be happy to win like a $10 scratcher.
You'll have so many people, though. Hey, man, can I borrow about $400? I got to fix this thing for my buddy. You know what I'm saying? You know, just stupid people like that who think that you're going to hand them some money because you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know we're kin, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all kin. You've heard of Adam and Eve, right?
I let you borrow my pencil in third grade. I just didn't know you'd let me borrow a couple thousand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, sales of toilet paper, I guess, are back on the rise. I see some toilet paper in some stores. I saw some toilet paper at Publix. I saw a little bit of toilet paper at Harris Teeter. Food Lion still behind the curb on that.
Walmart next to me was loaded down with toilet paper and paper towels. And, so it's all back to normal here.
Las Vegas, you know, has reopened. They had a big ceremony. Wayne Newton was there, Mr. Vegas, and reopened Vegas officially there at Caesar's Palace. And at Caesar's Palace, also at the Paris and at the Flamingo, and Harrah's recently, everybody there got $20 for gambling with their coronavirus mask on. See, masks are not required at the casinos or in Las Vegas. So they said, hey, we'll give you $20 to play if you put your mask on. So they did.
Mm-hmm. Take that right to the penny slot machine.
Right. Hey, Buffalo Wild Wings trying some drone delivery now. They're only doing it in Mobile, Alabama, where a franchise is testing their ability to deliver food and reduce delivery time by using drones. I don't know. I mean, a lot could go wrong there.
I feel like the breeze would cool it off significantly before it got to you.
What about birds and stuff? They're going to smell that food.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, and I may smell it and shoot down the drone.
Wake Up with the Wolf show. Been by the meat case at the grocery store lately and checked those prices. Whew.
Oh.
I got to tell you. I made my first trip of the season to the farmer's market this week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love the farmer's market. I love going out there. We've got a really nice one. Got some beautiful tomatoes. I know, Chase, you don't like them.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you are born in North Carolina, raised a purebred North Carolinian, and don't like tomatoes.
It's a texture thing. I don't like the squishy insides.
So good between a piece of bread with some mayo and some black pepper. Yeah, boy.
See, Annie, I'm right with you. I wanted to do some BLTs, right? So I got my tomatoes, and I have everything I need, except I needed some bacon. So I'm off to the store. Bacon, $8.99 a pound.
All right.
What?
You heard me right. I said bacon, $8.99 for a pound of bacon.
That's insane.
All right, now, I will tell you, I went to a popular regional grocer, and their house brand of bacon was $5.99 as opposed to $8.99 for some of the other. And I normally don't get the thick sliced bacon because if you cook that for sandwiches, you got to cook that just right or it messes up eating the sandwich.
Yeah.
So I bought the house brand bacon. It was the fattiest mess I've ever seen in my life. Totally disappointing. It was paper thin. You could read through it. And it was almost impossible to pull it apart. Very fatty. I ended up cooking the whole pack thinking, well, okay, I'll use part of it today and part of it I'll make some tomorrow. I did have enough for a couple of BLTs for today. But, man, meat prices are crazy. I mean, ground beef is almost $8 a pound now.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Now, have you guys cut back? Have you guys, because of that, have you cut back? You just bite the bullet and pay for it.
I haven't bought meat in a while because I've been staying with my in-laws, and she is a stalker. So in the freezer, we're pulling out whatever we may need. You know, we just ran out of ground beef. So I imagine this weekend we'll be checking that out and seeing those prices.
I highly recommend checking out your Price Club type places, whichever one you belong to, or hitting Lidl or Aldi, because I'm telling you, the bigger chains, it's really expensive. And as much as I like a BLT, I'm like, holy mackerel. Maybe I'll have an LT. I'll just have the LT, please. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good news story time. Go, Annie.
We're taking a walk on the wild side today with an 86-year-old woman from Pawtucket. She created a zoo in her front yard. And it's a sight to see, yeah. And she's done some work to her lawn. She said she went through World War II, and it was tough, but it's nothing like what's happening now where everything is so sad. She says people are just walking up and down the street looking just pitiful. And I thought, well, what can I do? I'm handicapped. I can't go out there and do anything, but people love animals. And she loves animals, too. So she took her stimulus money, and she built a zoo in her front yard. She said, I used every penny on it for animals, and I'm happy I did. She bought like a dozen of giant stuffed animals on Amazon. And she said, the bigger they are, the more expensive they are. And she said, some are stuffed and some are statues. There are lions laying on a lawn, monkeys just hanging around. And you can spot even an eagle and a penguin that are poking their noses through the fence. And a sign that reads, welcome to the zoo. Just a few days ago, she started building this lawn. And a local firefighter who lives on her street helped her too. And people have come like flocking in crowds to see it. She says, many, they come every day. They come by, they walk and point, and the kids smile, and it's worth all the effort I've put into it because everybody looks so happy that comes by. And she says it's great company, especially social distancing-wise. And she knows she's keeping herself busy by doing her crossword puzzles right there in a window, and she can wave at them, and it makes her so happy. So I just think this sweet little lady, that just is a perfect little thing. She just did, you know? She just wanted to brighten people's day, and it didn't take much. And the fact that she donated her entire stimulus check just to make other people happy, I love people like that.
Well, let me tell you something. If I lived in her neighborhood, I'd be throwing down the HOA gauntlet because you can't have all that in the front yard there. That messes up the aesthetics. And besides, I'm upset that she's confining those stuffed animals. They need to be free. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, the biggest and best of 2020 so far on TV. Gosh, we have so much choice on TV now. See, when Boomer here was a kid, you had three networks, man.
Channel 2, Channel 4, and what, 8?
Well, it was, yeah, Channel 2 here. It was Channel 2, it was Channel 8. Those are the biggies. Channel 12, of course.
Okay, got it.
That's really it. You know, Channel 8 was ABC, Channel 2 was CBS, and Channel 12 was the NBC station. Well, now there's so much choice out there. The streaming services have huge numbers right now after we've been quarantined all this time. And Rolling Stone magazine has put together their list of the best shows of 2020 so far. Some of these I've seen, some of them I haven't. There's really, well, let me give you that. I'm really going to boil it down to the top 10 players, okay? And if you've seen these, What We Do in the Shadows. That's on the FX network, and I've never seen that.
Funny, very funny.
Is it really?
Yes, it's a great show. Tammy
is
and
it like
I
the vampire
it.
Spoofy show or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, enough with the vampire stuff already,
no, no,
man.
No, no,
that's
no, no,
that's
no.
So 90s.
It's set like The Office.
All right, Buffy. I hear you over there, Boomer.
Number 9, High Fidelity. Number 8, The Good Place, which I think is funny. That's Kristen Bell in it. That's pretty funny. Little America, number 7. Raimi, number 6. Better Things, number 5. My Brilliant Friend, The Story of a New Name on HBO. Have not seen it.
No.
Number 3, Normal People on Hulu. Brockmire on IFC. And number 1, you said you thought you knew what number 1 was.
Well, now the way this is going, I don't think I do. Is it Ozark?
No, no, no. Ozark was not in the top 10, no.
That top 10 was BS. I don't know any of them shows.
Well, you don't watch much TV, Annie. You know, let's face it. You don't watch a lot of television. Number 1 is Better Call Saul, which runs on AMC. That was a spinoff of Breaking
Who
Bad.
Who chose these, Dale? Where'd these come from? This is awful.
Better Call Saul is a good show. And you did not see Breaking Bad, did you, Annie?
I watched it.
You saw it from beginning to end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Saul, the lawyer in there, it's a spinoff, and he's the star of it. And it is pretty well, you know, same batch of writers. It's pretty good. Hey, if you've got a show you're watching that's great, I will tell you a show, if you have the Paramount Network on your cable package, really, in my opinion, one of the best shows of the past couple of years is Yellowstone. It stars Kevin Costner. It's set in the Northwest. It's actually, most of it is filmed in Utah, with the exception of the ranch scenes, which is in Montana, the Bitterroot Valley. It is absolutely beautifully shot, like a film. And if you know Kevin Costner's involved, it's going to be good because he's not going to be in something bad.
Yeah.
If he gets involved and it turns bad, he's going to dump out of it. You know that. So I highly recommend Yellowstone. It premiered on Sunday. And if you have Paramount Network, you can get the Paramount app for your TV and watch that episode whenever you want to watch it. Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, and just as sure as the sun shines, just as sure as Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Well, duh.
We have not seen the end of the Tiger King saga, and I'm going to give you a little bitty piece of that continuing saga right now.
Okay.
Ooh.
As you may recall, Joe Exotic has had some health problems, and he's been in solitary confinement. Joe Exotic claims that the prison is withholding much-needed medication from him, and he wants something done about it. Mm. Well, I guess he has complained loud enough now. They have moved him out of solitary confinement and into the prison hospital with a hospital bed and a window.
Wow.
Where Joe can look out and see Mother Nature's wonders. Again, he claims the prison has been withholding valuable medications from him and claims he still has not gotten the medication that he needs, even though he's been moved to a hospital room with a hospital bed and regular care. So I don't know what's going to happen. He is complaining. The warden evidently is not paying as much attention to it. They are trying to figure out what they can do for him that they are not doing, because they claim they're doing everything they can. Now, in case you've forgotten, he is in jail because he allegedly hired a hitman to kill Carol Baskin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that's wrong. You shouldn't hire a hitman to kill someone.
Yeah.
However, I am absolutely certain that Carol Baskin killed her husband. I think we're all in agreement that she is a killer.
Yep.
All right, so we'll see what happens now that Joe's in the hospital bed. Maybe he'll get his medications, and maybe he'll get out in time to produce one big final blowout episode and wrap everything up. I certainly hope so.
Me too.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's time to celebrate.
'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happiest of birthdays to you. If you are celebrating today, you share that birthday with Ricky Gervais, who's 58.
Ricky Gervais. Lindy,
yeah, that's it. Very, very nice. Linda Cardellini, who played, what was her name on Scooby-Doo? Velma. Yes, super fine. 44 today. And Busy Phillips is 40. Got some local birthdays. Shout out to my cousin, sweet little Charlotte Little John. Happy birthday to you. Emily Jordan in Winston-Salem and Jimmy Marshall of Walnut Cove. Get your birthdays in by going to the website, 931wolfcountry.com, because we want to shout y'all out. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Addie, and Chase. Nimrod News Time. From the land of law and order, I want to let you know that Klepto Johnson has been arrested.
Now, fill me in on who he is.
Klepto Johnson is a man from Texas, Wichita Falls, to be exact. He was cited for stealing a beer from a local store. He's 34 years old. He went in the store, took a beer, and said to the clerk, "Hey, I want to go to jail." So wow. He took the beer out onto the sidewalk, set it on the curb, popped it open, and started drinking the old 40-ouncer. The clerk called the police as Johnson sat on the curb, calmly sipping his beer. When the cops arrived, he looked at him and said, "I want to go to prison." They turned down his request and instead gave him citations for theft, illegal alcohol consumption, and violating a shelter order.
Wow. Stick it to him.
Johnson, by the way, has 62 previous arrests.
He does outside.
We're not going to go to send you to prison. We're just giving you this handful of tickets, all right? And another item, I have two today. This woman was arrested just the other day because her and her boyfriend got into a big fight. It was horrible. Yelling, screaming, things were thrown, things were said that can never be taken back. The woman took $600 worth of her boyfriend's clothes, put them in front of the door, and set them on fire.
Ugh. Yeah.
Cops are going to charge the woman with arson. Firefighters doused the flames. Didn't save the clothes, but were able to save the house from burning down because of the roaring fire on the front porch.
Man, was her name Tammy or Karen or something along that line?
A girl's got.
I'm guessing Tammy.
Do.
Yeah,
Tammy's scrappy. Tammy's scrappy.
Tammy with a Y or something.
Yeah, it's not with an I. It's no, with the no, Y for yep. sure. Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Addie, and Chase. Nimrod News Time. From the land of law and order, I want to let you know that Klepto Johnson has been arrested.
Now, fill me in on who he is.
Klepto Johnson is a man from Texas, Wichita Falls, to be exact. He was cited for stealing a beer from a local store. He's 34 years old. He went in the store, took a beer, and said to the clerk, "Hey, I want to go to jail." So wow. He took the beer out onto the sidewalk, set it on the curb, popped it open, and started drinking the old 40-ouncer. The clerk called the police as Johnson sat on the curb, calmly sipping his beer. When the cops arrived, he looked at him and said, "I want to go to prison." They turned down his request and instead gave him citations for theft, illegal alcohol consumption, and violating a shelter order.
Wow.
Stick it to him.
Johnson, by the way, has 62 previous arrests.
He does outside.
We're not going to go to send you to prison. We're just giving you this handful of tickets, all right? And another item, I have two today. This woman was arrested just the other day because her and her boyfriend got into a big fight. It was horrible. yelling, screaming, things were thrown, things were said that can never be taken back. The woman took $600 worth of her boyfriend's clothes, put them in front of the door, and set them on fire.
Ugh. Yeah.
Cops are going to charge the woman with arson. Firefighters doused the flames. Didn't save the clothes, but were able to save the house from burning down because of the roaring fire on the front porch.
Man. Was her name Tammy or Karen or something along that line?
A girl's got.
I'm guessing Tammy.
Do.
Yeah.
Tammy's scrappy. Tammy's a scrappy.
Tammy with a Y or something.
Yeah. It's not with an I. It's no, with the no, Y for yep. sure. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Are you setting off fireworks in your neighborhood? You know, you live down the end of the cul-de-sac and you're setting off the fireworks.
Well, boom.
Let me just tell you, everybody hates you. There are a ton of complaints this year about people setting off fireworks. And there are many reasons why, you know, it scares the kids. It frightens the pets. It's annoying. I'm trying to go to sleep and you're setting off, you know, the fireworks. Please stop doing it. Well, fireworks sales are up this year. A lot of cities and towns have canceled their fireworks displays. Greensboro, High Point, not doing their annual fireworks. So people are buying these things a lot. And noise complaints in general have been up since the quarantine started. New York City has had 40. I cite New York because it's so big and there's so many people jammed in to New York City. They have had 426 times more noise complaints in June than the same time last year. And it's up in other cities, too, including L.A., Vegas, Chicago and Boston.
Will there ever be a time when Karen has nothing to complain about?
No.
Not these days. Hundreds of people in New York sat outside the mayor's mansion on Monday night and honked their horns to wake him up just so he'd know how it feels. And the other day he announced the city is cracking down on illegal fireworks. And see, there's the caveat. It's the illegal fireworks. Some firework types of, I don't know, you call them novelties, are legal. Others are not. And it varies greatly from state to state. So yes. You better check and make sure whatever you're doing is illegal, because cops all over the country are cracking down on this because they have to.
The only problem with my neck of the woods is I can't figure out what's fireworks and what's gunshots.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Let me tell you about Tomas Demek.
Okay.
Well, he was asking people for money outside a drugstore in Ewing, New Jersey last Thursday. That's about halfway between New York and Philadelphia. A 66-year-old woman walked by and gave him a dollar. Oh, nice. But he didn't think it was enough. So when she got in her car, he jumped in and stole it while sitting on her lap.
What? Santa? I need enough room to do that smoothly.
She's in the car, and he jumps in her lap and takes off with the car. She's pinned under him, couldn't reach the brakes, so there was nothing she could do. Some people who saw it happen call 911, and he ended up getting into a high-speed chase with the cops while on her lap.
Oh, my God. What were her hands the whole time? I would have strangled him. I would have thrown his head against the window.
He eventually crossed the border into Pennsylvania. Uh-oh, that is a federal kidnapping charge, folks.
Yeah.
Wow.
They finally stopped the car and chased him down on foot after he got out and bolted. The woman he sat on was checked out by paramedics and gave a statement to the cops, so it sounded like she's okay. He's facing several charges, including a federal kidnapping charge.
I knew it was coming.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Got to go. Coming up next, Clay J.D. Walker.
Boo.
Hey, listen, tomorrow we're going to talk about the weird stuff that you either have collected or still collect. You know, all that stuff that's in your garage or in a trunk or in the basement. We'll dig into that tomorrow. In the meantime, this Lippy's gone Dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody. Bye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.